com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition. We are live in the studio, and we'll be taking your calls tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's our number here on Free Talk Live. With you this evening, it is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Yep, and we're so glad to be with you this Sunday evening, live on the radio. Not too many live radio shows on Sunday evenings, but here we are on Free Talk Live. Live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can check out our website, freetalklive.com, if you want to learn more about us, if you're joining us for the first time. Tonight we're going to start off with something that, well, it's very interesting. Brian, why don't you tell us about our leader for tonight?
Sure. This is from the Daily Edge. And
It's Mark's.
Yeah, I don't know if Mark owns that newspaper or not.
If it was the Daily Mark, would you make a comment?
If it was Mark's Daily Apple, maybe. Yeah.
You know, my real last name's Edgington. I took the name Edge in order to, you know, because it was more than 10 years ago in radio.
Edge.
Yeah, it sounds kind of, but, you know.
Sounds edgy.
Yeah, I just don't need it anymore. I swear I don't need it anymore.
Gotcha.
Fair enough. I just figure, you know, Jeff Bezos can buy, you know, newspapers with his with the change in his pocket. You know,
yeah.
I didn't know if Mark was
apparently
the same.
Apparently not. No.
Yeah. Anyway, public masturbation is now legal in Sweden.
Woohoo! Let's go to Sweden.
Yeah, as long as you're not pleasuring yourself at anyone.
At anyone?
Yeah.
Like, you know, clearly leering.
Yeah, it's a pretty short story, so we can...
Let's start
reading into it. A court in Sweden has found a man who masturbated in public not guilty of criminal charges as he was not pleasuring himself at anyone in particular. The ruling comes after a 65-year-old man took off his shorts and began masturbating on a beach in Stockholm.
Oh, 65.
Now, is this a new version of Stockholm Syndrome? Or, sorry.
Well, you know, in Sweden, they are a little bit more sexually liberated, right?
I'll take your word for it.
In some ways, in a good way. But anyway, we'll go on just a little bit. He was charged with sexual assault, but found innocent last week as his act was not targeted, quote-unquote, the local reports. Public prosecutor Olaf Vrethammer said he agreed with the Södertörn District Court's ruling. He said, for this to be a criminal offense, it's required that the sexual molestation was directed towards one or more people.
Well, I think that's true with a sexual assault, that someone needs to have been assaulted.
Right. Asked whether masturbation was okay, as long as nobody was targeted, Vrethammer said the ruling was valid only for this individual case, adding that masturbation could still possibly be considered disorderly behavior. Now, that's an update from literally yesterday to the story, because the story came out earlier this week.
This is interesting, because I bet in that same legal system, if you were to, for instance, maybe smoke a cigarette in a restaurant or something like that, you're not smoking it at anyone, but they would probably still consider that some form of polluting the environment or something.
Yeah, I think that, okay, so if you choose to call a cigarette pollution, and I tend to think that cigarette smoke is not much more harmful or less harmful than, say, automobile exhaust. But if you intend to call that pollution, then anybody who inhaled the pollution would be
the victim.
Would be the victim. So if you took an Uzi and sprayed a restaurant, it doesn't, just because you weren't particularly aiming at anyone doesn't mean that no one got hit.
Yeah.
So
you could apply that this situation too.
On this situation, however, I've got to say I'm libertarianly stumped. This is completely unacceptable behavior for me. No.
But he was in a public area, so, I mean, maybe this could be solved by a property rights issue. You know, if he's on private property that you own, Mark, maybe you could say there is no public self-pleasuring on your property.
Yeah, but what's the punishment? I don't know in that case.
Get kicked out, maybe, or something.
Right, never allowed back.
I think this has a huge gray area because, I mean, at least for me, now granted, I'm I'm an incredibly sex positive person, but here's the problem. Like, you know, nudist beaches, right? Okay, you can choose to go to those places. Now, masturbation isn't accepted there either.
Nudity and masturbation, not the same thing.
Right. Okay, but is getting, I don't know, I want to use my words carefully, unfortunately.
Yeah, please do.
Aroused?
Yeah, if getting aroused, perfect, thank you.
Yeah.
If getting aroused, yeah, I mean...
one of those locations.
I wonder, because speaking of the gun...
It has to have happened, right?
Okay, right, but speaking of the gun analogy, if you point that Uzi at somebody, isn't that bad enough as firing the thing? You know, isn't that just as threatening?
And so, I see where you're going.
No. So my question, no,
I'd rather have an Uzi pointed at me than to have an Uzi pointed at me and have the trigger pulled.
Well,
sure, me too.
We can talk about the gun in the room here in a moment, but I think Dennis is on the line listening in New Hampshire. He wants to talk about something completely different. Hey, Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, greetings, folks. So you guys very often talk about Bitcoins, and I wanted to go ahead and prognosticate a little bit. I wanted to. To guess about the future price of Bitcoin.
All right.
Okay.
Just so long as we understand it's a guess. This isn't a game that I will play on the air, but it's a game I play in my head, so okay.
It's, by the way, if anyone is listening and they are not familiar with what Bitcoin is, it is a digital currency. It's like cash for the internet, like gold if you were to add a teleporter to it and make it really cheap and not very costly to send it anywhere in the world, defying borders and all that good stuff. So, Dennis, go
ahead. Fiat and not have any intrinsic value, but that's a whole separate conversation. So I'm given to understand, I forget.
Bitcoins are fiat? And wait, no! Yeah. You can't just throw that out and not have a conversation about it. So gold, Bitcoins have no more intrinsic value than gold has intrinsic value.
You can make stuff out of gold. You can't make stuff out of Bitcoin.
You can do something with Bitcoin, though, that you can't do with other things, which is easily
sent around the
world.
You can do something with prime numbers like 13, too, but you can't make something with them.
Agreed, but Bitcoins allow you to send and send and receive value.
You can probably make a computer program with them. I mean,
right. We can agree that Bitcoins exist in a virtual world and gold exists in the real world, if that's what you want to say.
Or the physical world.
Yeah,
but I don't think that intrinsic doesn't mean anything. That, you know... gold only has the intrinsic value of the ability to...
We're going
to
call in about Nietzsche again next. Let's not go there.
All right.
So I'm doing understand that one of the sometimes co-hosts, and I forget who it was looking at buying or had bought one of these custom-designed Bitcoin mining machines where they put right into the actual hardware and the silicon...
the ASIC miners.
I think that was Johnny Ray.
Yeah, I think so. I have not bought one.
Well, after hearing that conversation, I took a look at the relevant website. He mentioned, like, which company was going to buy this from. I looked it up, and they had a bunch of different price points for, you know, for different pricing powers, and a lot of conversation on the website and various forums I found was about exactly when this thing is going to ship, when people are going to get it. And I thought real hard about buying one of these because I ran the numbers, and it looked like a mid-range model at about $5,000 would pay for itself in like 2 months, maybe 3 or 4 months if you had to pay for the electricity. And I'm thinking, man, I'd like to have a money-generating machine in my, you know, I'd like to have a money-generating machine. But that got me to thinking, wait a second, hundreds and hundreds, at least, of these machines are going to ship out all at about the same time. According to the website, it was like mid-October. So if in some 3 or 4 weeks, suddenly... hundreds and hundreds of these things are going to flip on and start finding Bitcoins faster than they've ever been found before, it seems to me to stand to reason that mid-October, maybe late October, we should expect to see the price of Bitcoins go down. And for those
well, there's another factor in there, Dennis, that I'm not sure if you're considering, which is that the Bitcoin. So the way that Bitcoins are generated,
but we have to say why. So yeah. That's basically because supply is going to go up, right?
Yeah, if there's a lot more of them, then yeah, the price should go down.
Okay, so the Bitcoin network has a feature built into it, which it's called the difficulty of the network. And so to generate bitcoins, computers are doing math problems, essentially, and the math problems get more difficult the more people are working on them. So the idea is to make it so that not a glut of bitcoins is not generated at once. It's a smooth rate of generation. So even if a lot of people have a lot of power to mine bitcoins with, there shouldn't be a glut. And hold the line, Dennis. I'd like to hear your response to that in just a moment here on Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855 450 free, the Sunday show.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night edition It's Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE, our phone number here on Free Talk Live.
So if you want to get some Bitcoins, we were just talking about Bitcoins, and if you want to get some Bitcoins, the best place to do that is cashintocoins.com. I guess it's one of the ways to do it. Specifically, if you want to get Bitcoins without sort of having your name attached to them necessarily. And this is the way that you can take money to a Western Union. Has to be a Western Union. They're looking at credit unions. Hopefully that'll happen soon. But
Western Union? I thought it was Wells Fargo.
I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Wells Fargo. I get those two confused all the time. It has to be a Wells Fargo.
They both start with a W.
Yeah, right. You know, they're filed in the same spot in my brain.
Yeah.
You have to go to a Wells Fargo, and you make a deposit there, and you know they've been doing the customer service as their highest priority there. They're safe, fast, legal, easy, and inexpensive. And I want to tell you why they're safe. You don't have to, you know, with some of these arrangements, you have to go meet a stranger in a public place just to get. Well, I mean, you know, right? You do have to do it.
I've done that before on local Bitcoins, yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Well, my experience was great, but I can see why some people would not want to deal with a human being. They just want to get it from a machine as much as possible.
And you can get a receipt, a hard copy
receipt
from the bank.
You don't have to haggle. You know, the price is set for you.
Right there.
So I have a question about this service. Do you have
Do you understand how you could be bringing cash to a public place and
meet
the wrong person who might be saying, oh, well, we had agreed for you to buy 10 Bitcoins, which means that you must have about... you know, $1,000 on you.
$1,200.
$1,300 or something on you. I'd like that now, please. And so you don't have that with cashintocoins.com. They've got specials, by the way. It's 1% Wednesdays coming up. It's a 1% fee on all orders over $40. Ooh. Under $40, free. So cashintocoins.com. They've already had a lot of response from this, and I'm really grateful for all the listeners. Like to hear your results, good or bad.
So is
cashintocoins.com. Go ahead.
A couple of questions about that. Yeah, I mean, I think it's very interesting. But one of them is, do they do any so-called KYC stuff where it's called KYC stands for Know Your Customer, where they want to get your driver's license?
No.
And, okay.
That's not it.
And are there limits to how much you can buy?
Yes.
Okay.
So because there are limits, they don't have to know.
That's why they don't have to, yeah. Okay, so Dennis actually dropped off the line as we were talking about that, but he had called in last segment and wanted to talk about Bitcoin mining. And for those who aren't up to speed with all that, Bitcoin is a virtual currency, and Bitcoins can be gotten by a process that's called mining, but it's really not like mining. I don't really like the word.
Hashing is another term that's used, right?
Well, hashing is the act of doing these math problems that are used to process the transactions on the Bitcoin network.
Okay.
And so doing that work, the computers are doing that work, and as a reward for doing that work, which enables the Bitcoin network to exist and people to send transactions, there's something called there's a reward for doing that work.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically people get rewarded with Bitcoins or fractions of Bitcoins proportional to how much work they do to create the Bitcoin network.
But that's the mining, right?
That's the process of mining, essentially. And the Bitcoin network has this thing called difficulty, which means that the difficulty of the math problems that people are doing to prove that they did work to create the Bitcoin network changes based on how many people are creating the network.
Right. They actually make it harder for you to do the work in order to make competition occur in the marketplace. And these ASIC miners, which are specialty computers,
mm-hmm.
only for mining Bitcoins.
Yes.
And they can be used for mining PP coins.
And other kinds of so-called altcoins, which are...
But no, I'm not going to say no, but I think that those are the two that you can do. The most of these altcoins...
There's more. Any coin that is on a certain mining algorithm,
okay,
meaning a way of doing these math problems, can be mined on an ASIC device that is made for mining Bitcoin.
And the next most popular one is PP coins behind Bitcoins. That's on this.
That's on that algorithm. Probably maybe PP coin.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's
PP coin or TerraCoin or
okay.
some of the
well,
other.
Well, TerraCoin's kind of
dead. But
yeah.
Anyway, so there are some other coins that you could mine with one of these devices. But The point of all this is that the Bitcoin network, you know, in his infinite wisdom, Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin.
Whoever he or them is.
Right. Or she.
He, she, them.
It, yeah. Maybe Satoshi's an AI.
Seems unlikely.
But anyway, so this is designed, the Bitcoin network is designed so that even if there's a lot of computers that come online and try to mine Bitcoins, the network adjusts so that it is harder to mine Bitcoins. So basically what you want is you want to have access to the most powerful Bitcoin mining devices, but you want to be the only one who has access.
Right.
You want to have it before anyone
else. It's an arms race. And
exactly.
What Dennis is pointing out is that essentially, they've already, some of the ASIC miners have come online. It's gotten harder to mine. And yes, if you would have had if you could travel back in time with your ASIC miner a year, you'd be the most powerful thing on the network, and you really would have a money-making machine. However, the other machines out there have mitigated the value of the ASIC miners, and
totally.
You know,
I would suggest if you're interested in Bitcoin mining because you want to get Bitcoins, it is so much more like, take the money that you would invest into a Bitcoin mining device, unless you're a total geek and you really love mining and you want to be part of history or whatever. If you have other reasons for doing it, maybe that's fine. But take that money and just buy Bitcoins. It's going to get you so much more ahead in the long term.
So far, that has been what's worked, that if you were to take the money that you put into an ASIC miner and then wait the time that it took them to deliver it,
yeah,
and then put it online and then try to recoup, you would have been better off with just having kept the Bitcoins.
Yeah. Even if you could get some of the ones that are out there right now, you know, it takes a while for it to break even. And then by that point, you're making peanuts because the difficulty has gone up and it's become obsolete, essentially. So my suggestion is to take that money and put it into Bitcoin. I mean, I saw a post on Reddit the other day. There was a company called Butterfly Labs, and they were selling Bitcoin money.
Were? They're out of business?
No. They might be soon, but they were a year ago selling Bitcoin mining equipment on pre-order. And they were taking the pre-orders in Bitcoins. Okay, so
yes.
Picture this. A year ago, Bitcoins are worth, what, $10, $11 or something like that. And they're selling a $1,500 machine on pre-order for Bitcoins. And so somebody pays 150
Bitcoins
for it. Meantime, they don't ship for a year.
Right.
And those Bitcoins go up to $120-something. People are mad. They want their money back.
Well,
and they might have, you know,
that's the problem with Bitcoins, you know.
Right.
I mean,
they might get 10 Bitcoins back on that. So there are people who really got burned with this whole thing. But somebody was posting on Reddit that I was reading and saying that if they had just taken that $1,500 a year ago and bought Bitcoins with it, they would have, you know, whatever, $30,000 right now.
Right.
And they wouldn't, you know, they could have bought a machine or they could buy the Bitcoins. So my advice, mining is not going to be a profit center in the long term. Buy Bitcoins if you want to get Bitcoins directly. And if you want to hear in-depth discussion about this, I am actually part of another podcast called Let's Talk Bitcoin at letstalkbitcoin.com if you want to hear more. But this is Free Talk Live, and you can call us at 855-450-FREE tonight here on the live Sunday night edition. There's more coming up. Stay tuned.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity Booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are talking Bitcoin, public self-pleasure, all kinds of things tonight on the show. If you want to add your thoughts on whatever's on your mind, you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's our Skype ID. And we do actually have a caller on Skype right now. Let's talk to him. As soon as I can figure out the right button to press. Hey, Dason, you're on the line on Skype. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey. I would like to talk about the top five cereal conspiracies.
Okay, when you say
what?
Cereal, do you mean like a cereal number or like a breakfast cereal?
S or C? Well,
breakfast cereal.
That sounds awesome.
Hold on.
Oh, no, I would like to hear about this.
Okay, before we go on,
explain, Mark.
I'd like to say that I think the audio coming out of your microphone is better than ours.
Yeah, it sounds good.
So go ahead.
All right. Number five is Cocoa Pebbles. In the cartoon, Fred and Barney are best friends, but the commercials, it shows Barney stealing from Fred, teaching kids to stab their friends in the back.
Oh, my, yeah. That's,
you know,
pretty hypocritical.
I'm not a fan of practical joking at all. I just, Ian, my co-host, 6 days a week, you know, my business partner, just has a penchant for watching practical jokes on YouTube. And I'm not going to give these people a view because instigates them. I wouldn't give them a penny, and I won't give them a view, because I think practical jokes, it's just mean. You know, Stephanie goes to sit down, I pull the chair out from underneath her, and then I laugh about it?
Yeah, that's...
Why don't I just punch her in the side of the head and chuckle?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just wrong.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. Okay, and move to number four, tricks. Tricks teaches children that they should discriminate against those that are different from them, and that they should not share.
Right.
It's similar to silly the whole
rabbit.
Saying, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids, i.e., you're not one of us, so I'm not going to share with you.
I see.
Right.
Yeah. I'm with you. I agree. Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't the rabbit get back at some point? No, the rabbit doesn't get the tricks, right?
Like
the rabbit
never.
Keeps wanting the tricks and doesn't get the tricks. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For 30 years he's been wanting those tricks and he's never gotten
a single
one. I
think he got them at some point or another. It's
But I think there's a message being missed there. It's kind of there's that old saying of the message of Wile E. Coyote versus the Roadrunner. In that everybody misses the fact that, like, everybody thinks that wow, Wiley's so bad, but they never understand, look, the guy never quits. He just keeps going and going, and like this rabbit for 30 years, I mean, he just keeps trying to get those tricks. That is an incredible message. Don't give up. You're still on TV, man. Do it.
Right. You've never seen as hard of a working genius in your life, right? Because, I mean, geniuses get things easy, generally, not Wile E. Coyote.
No.
He's a super genius and still never succeeds.
But he never quits.
Yep, the very essence of indomitable spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, moving on. Number three, Lucky Charms. It teaches you racism and theft.
Okay.
Essentially,
what's the racism?
He's small. He's Irish. Let's kick his butt and take his stuff.
Is that what happens? I can't remember any of these cartoons.
They took
I'm
me
sorry.
Lucky Charms, and it's a very stereotypical Irish accent.
Yeah,
that's right. Who's behind? Is this like Kraft that's behind all these cereals too? Because it seems like they all come or Post. They all come from the same.
It's
company.
A combination of General Mill, Post, and Kellogg's.
So I'm gonna go ahead and differ on the racism. Yes, you shouldn't be taking anybody's bowl of cereal. It's wrong, and I'm going to stand against that. However, I think that it's difficult. Like, at some point or another, we that can make, we kids can make funny voices or whatever it is. We can't. There's no more funny voices left. If I can't make the Irish guy voice and I can't make the Scottish guy voice, then I shouldn't be able to make the black guy voice or the Mexican guy voice. And I'm obviously not going to do... I'm not going to do very good at the Mexican female voice, but at some point or another, like, it kills funny. And I think that it's not the voice, it's not the lampooning, it's the mean stuff that can be said in the voice that one needs to watch out
for. But don't you think there's a double standard? Because there's no white person voice. Like, you wouldn't see someone doing an impression of a white person and think that was funny.
Actually, oh yeah, you
or
do.
Maybe like
you see
a British
Dave,
person.
Dave Chappelle does an incredible white person.
Well, that's true, but I mean, he just did that like a few years ago. I mean, for most of, I don't remember anything in my childhood. Like, I remember Speedy Gonzalez, you know, making fun of the Mexican stereotype with the hat and he's lazy and he's sleeping in the sun. And
no, Speedy's not the lazy one. That was
his friend
Slow Poke Rodriguez. But he pack a gun. See, I don't hate Mexicans. It's just a funny voice.
It's funny, but it is... racist. I'm sorry. Like, there's no other way to
racist,
put it.
It might be considered racially insensitive, which is a completely different thing. Racist says that one group is better or worse at a particular activity than others. So to say Mexicans are short might be a racist thing to say. It may also be statistically true. But to make a funny voice, that is not racist. It is racially insensitive, and some people may be triggered by it. But I also say, hey, let's everybody act like adults here and realize that some of this stuff can be said in fun.
Yeah, but
it's never aimed at you, though, Mark. As the dominant...
Okay, so why is it that when Dave Chappelle does the white guy, I don't get upset? I'm entertained!
Because most of your life, you haven't had to deal with that stuff. Like, if someone
are talking about a person who spent six and a half years in the roughest prison in the state of Florida, 9 years. I'm pretty sure I know what racial discrimination's about.
Okay.
I was outnumbered. If, you know, there were other races, ethnicities to white, it was 12 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, fair enough. Okay, that's a situation where you are in the minority. But
at the very least, I can see that.
Did you feel different, though, when you were in that situation? Like, was that something you hadn't experienced before up to that point?
Of course it is. So you can, if somebody says to check my privileges, I get that there are privileges to looking like a white guy. I am not a white guy because there's all kinds of stuff mixed up in, but whatever. For looking like a white guy, there certainly are privileges, even in prison. But I do understand what it's like to be discriminated against because of my race.
I'll just say I think racism is so, and I'm quoting someone, but I think racism is so deeply ingrained in culture around the world that most people suffer from it and don't know.
I agree.
But beyond that, how did finding a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow become, where is that, like, how does that market to children at all with, you know, with the Lucky Charms.
Telling them there's something imaginary that's there that they can never really get.
I don't know. I just find that
like
very,
heaven,
I find
maybe?
That very, very odd.
I did try to get my dad to take me to go chase down a rainbow one day on the motorcycle, and, you know, he refused.
Jason, I'm sorry. We haven't been letting you talk.
It's quite all right. I reckon you got a lot to talk about racism.
That's pretty good.
Give us some Lucky Charms.
Maybe a wee bit off, though. Could have been culturalism that I was talking about.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's like a Canadian Scotsman.
Yeah. But anyways.
So was that all 5 days in, or are there
no? That was only three.
We're missing some here.
I need
more. Go ahead.
Number two is Captain Crunch. He is obviously a pedophile. He's got the pedo mustache. Pulls up in his big old boat and says, "Hey, kids, come on in. I've got cereal."
Oh, and the cereal's quite like candy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sugary, sweet, and delicious.
I'm just going to dismiss that one. Go ahead.
All right.
I like the first three.
Okay. And for my number one, I have Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Kellogg's is founded by the man that popularized circumcision within the U.S.
Yeah.
Tony the Tiger might as well be saying, "Get circumcisions, kids. They're great."
Oh, wow.
I like the first three.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dave.
You can't have all winners. When you tell jokes,
I was going to say, that's the real conspiracy behind
the
cereal.
One.
Because all these grain-based cereals came from John Harvey Kellogg and his idea that grains make you pure and chaste and not wanting of sex. There might be some truth to that. Jason,
really?
Thanks for the call. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages, now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and you can call us this evening and bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or Skype us at lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right, gentlemen, I think we were talking about the situation in Sweden going down right now, and
going up.
And we had just started to get into an interesting discussion about this, but why don't you recap real quickly, Brian, for people who are just tuning in?
Yeah, essentially,
tread carefully.
Yes, a 65-year-old man was at a beach in Stockholm, Sweden, and he took off his shorts and he began pleasuring himself.
Now, this guy, okay, so I have to ask, 65 years old, right. Is he like...
He's not doing anybody any favors here.
Does he have Alzheimer's disease? Were there any, like...
Come on, 65? That's the new 45.
Oh, you could have Alzheimer's.
You could.
Yeah.
But you could... I mean, you could be pubescent at 65, too. It's just really rare for a 65-year-old to have Alzheimer's.
Well, unless it's early onset. I mean, my PhD thesis was about Alzheimer's disease, so there are some rare forms that
it's rare.
Get it earlier. But, yeah, it is rare. But he could have some other, you know, schizophrenia, or he could have some other
mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Disorder.
Yeah. I mean, there's no mention of that, and the very ruling of the case that he was not found guilty of sexual assault for masturbating. I mean,
I think that's ridiculous. Sexual assault for
yeah. Well, I mean, they get people for peeing on trees as sexual assault. Correct.
I think it's ridiculous too.
Assaulting a tree.
Yeah. But in any case, how he got set, you know, or found not guilty was that he must have had the mental awareness of not, you know, masturbating to anyone. you know, he was just like there and I guess looking up the clouds.
In his own little world.
In his own little world and pleasuring himself.
This is interesting because do you think this would have been different if it was a woman who had done that?
Would it be different how?
I don't know.
Would be the charges? Probably not much.
Do you think the charges would have been different or maybe the outcome of the case?
I wonder if it was a young, attractive woman, probably wouldn't be a problem.
I wonder if it would be noticed. Well, yeah. I guess if she pulled her shorts down.
A woman could do that.
I mean, that would kind of come with a different. Admittedly, that may come with a different set of rules. I mean, if she's wearing a skirt or something. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways where I suppose it could kind of be hidden. I don't know.
Yeah.
But openly, I don't know if it'd be. I think there would be a outcry from society, but I think the judge would have probably found the same way. But society would have just. Lost it, saying that this is what's happening to, you know, everything is terrible, women are...
Yeah, we can't have women doing this improper thing.
Yeah, women, I mean, I can't believe they actually experience pleasure. And,
Okay, yeah. So I have to say that I think that this judge did the best one can do in this circumstance as the judge. This isn't sexual assault, which is rape, at least in this country. I don't know what it is in Sweden, but assault certainly has that victim-y sound to it. And he then goes on and adjusts the story. Later, the story is adjusted, him saying basically that it could be called disorderly,
right.
Which is a misdemeanor and a disorderly conduct or something like that. And I have to say that when we're talking about public property, I'm not for public property. I don't think government entities can have public property. But since we have it, I find this behavior on it to be unacceptable, and I would think that a low level of dissuasion in this circumstance would probably be what's called for. And I'm going to say, you know, maybe a day in jail might convince somebody this isn't the place to do this, and then the next time they do it, 2 days. The next time they do it, 4 days. It's going to take a while, but at some point or another, they're going to give up on this activity.
Well... if you're talking about a crazy person, maybe
then
not.
What do you do? I mean, I don't know what you do with crazy people. I mean, they'll incarcerate them in a home. They'll incarcerate them in jail. Crazy people sadly live in a world where people limit. They're basically prisoners.
Yeah.
And it's because in a lot of cases they make people uncomfortable, and in some cases they threaten people. Literally their activities threaten people.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's really tough in dealing with mental illness.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time, no pun intended, with...
I think you might have intended that pun.
jerk.
Yeah. this whole thing's rubbing me the wrong way.
Wow. We'll get off the topic. I mean, the topic later. Anyway, I can't get my head around the idea, like, I think clothes are pointless, okay, other than in the wintertime, before somebody calls in and says, oh, but you're cold, no, duh, okay,
but... nudity and sexuality are different things to me.
Yes.
So I understand the point you're making, which is that in a world of nudity, in a world where people could be nude if they wish to be nude, that somebody's going to be aroused in that circumstance, and therefore... nudity and sexuality do butt up against each other. I don't disagree with that.
That's Ian's whole thing. He just wants everybody to get over it. Like, just if you see nudity, no big deal. So you wouldn't even bat an eyelash at it, right?
Well, there was this guy back in the mid-90s called the Naked Guy. And I believe he was in Berkeley or something like that. And
the
he was
Naked Guy. I'm sure there's more than one.
Yes, but this guy, he was, you know, that's what the news dubbed him at the time. He was in rather good shape, and he would go to school completely in the nude. And he could do that because of where he was. He could operate that way.
Yeah.
I don't like it, right? Like, I want you to carry around, at the very least, you need to carry around a hanky.
You got to have a leaf, okay?
Sit on the hanky, and then I'm okay. But I don't want you just sitting on the public, you know, the seat that I might be sitting on. I'm not for that.
But you see, here's the other thing. You know, say you're in London, where everything's, you know, really close together and tight-knit, and does it become, if I'm in my house, there happens to be a window in front of me, in front of the couch, where, you know, I happen to be stooping on with somebody, and is it like my responsibility to close the shades?
I wish
society's
you would.
Sake?
I wish you would, but I don't think it is.
And yet somebody's just walking by, and they can't help it. That's the sidewalk or whatever, you know. And, yeah. and it
well,
just,
nobody
like,
says they have
in.
To look.
That, well, right. But then is that the antithesis of what this guy was doing? No one said they had to look at him doing this.
That's a good point. Well, it's something to ponder. I think we're going to shift gears a little bit here because somebody wants to talk to Mark about neo-Nazis. I have a feeling this is going to be good.
Oh, boy.
James in Louisiana, you're on Free Talk Live. What's
hey,
on your mind tonight?
Hey, Mark.
Hey.
Hey, I love your show, bud. I listen to you all the time. Hey, masturbation is great and all. It's kind of stupid topic, but... The neo-Nazis going to North Dakota. I'm sure y'all have heard about it.
I've heard that there's a town in North Dakota. Apparently, a certain number of neo-Nazis are running for office.
Really?
No, they're trying to take over the entire town. That's kind of their thing. And my thing is, I love you guys. You picked the worst place in the world to go to New Hampshire to make a free state, which I would
Why
love to live with you. But here in South Louisiana, everybody is a free stater, pretty much. But my point. The people there in New Hampshire, remember that lady, she thinks the same thing of you guys. She thinks you guys are as bad as neo-Nazis.
Yep, they do. There are people. There are some people, and one would ask.
You're talking about Cynthia, what's her name, the politician,
there is
the free staters.
There's a Cynthia Chase is one politician, and I think that it's fair to say. It's fair to say that a percentage of the population feels put upon with free staters coming here. And a percentage of the population is happy. And a percentage of the population is torn. And the question is, who feels which way?
Yeah, but my point is, I love my freedom just like you guys do. Here, I'm telling you guys need to come for a visit. Everybody here is in the same mindset as you guys. But, the neo-Nazis, they can do their thing, too. But those are bad people.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know which one of these to address. You keep on throwing topics at me. So I'm disturbed by the neo-Nazi town idea, and having been in the Free State Project, I'm really torn now after 7 years about this whole concept of using the governmental apparatus to make people. Leave other people alone. I think that if there is a relevant use of the government apparatus, it is to make people stop using force against other people. But at the same time, the Free State Project, to some extent, seems to be about conflict. And I don't know if conflict is the fastest way to find freedom. Here's a theory. The theory would be, buy a piece of property under the name of a religious organization, which then allows you to not pay taxes, not have to pay property taxes or anything like that, and start a sort of call it a religious commune. And in that religious commune, you basically let people live and make a little agorist community, a little community where people live free. And that's what the Shakers did, and it worked. What's that?
We should do our entire country like that.
I'm with you.
James, thanks for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 850.
I want to introduce you to a new groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.